This is Twit.
So I just have a quick question for you. At the top of the show, I heard you talk about if you want to leave a comment on your site, logging in with your Facebook account or your Google account. And I see that on other websites as well. And I'm just wondering, when you do that, are you giving those websites any information?
Yeah, you sure are. So here's what's going on with that. They call it single sign-on. And it's actually a great idea. Instead of having to have a different account for every site, I don't want you or need you to create an account for techguylabs.com. But at the same time, I don't want people wandering in and putting spam comments up there. So it's just a little speed bump. They could still do it, but it's just a little speed bump. And what they do is instead of having you create an account at techguylabs.com, I say you can use your existing account. And many services, Twitter offers this, Facebook offers this, Google offers it. Many, I think Microsoft has it as well. Many companies offer this as a convenience. If you push that button, Google, for instance, checks to see if you have a Google account. Now, probably you've already logged into Google on that browser. And if you have recently, there'll be a cookie, a little bit of information, a long digit stored on your hard drive, that is your Google cookie. And it's identified by, you know, a name that says it's Google.com. So pressing that button sends that cookie to Google, which verifies it and says, yeah, that's Ivan. And that's all we need. Our site will get that information. We will get your Gmail address. I think that's what they sent us. We don't use it. We discard it. But that's the transaction that goes on. Google will, if it wished to, and I imagine it does, could record the site that you're using. They could record the time of day. There's information you can ask the browser for, what the name of the browser, the version number of the browser. Weird things like the resolution, the size of the window. There's a bunch of information the browser will give up, and Google could ask for that from the browser without any intervention on your part and record it. In some cases, and the security community is divided on this, it's conceivable that the browser might have other information about you, like if you recorded in your browser your address, as many do, for autofill, credit card numbers for autofill. It's conceivable that the browser might send them that as well, but it's my understanding that there are security measures in place to keep that from happening. So it is a little leak of your information. It's letting Google know you're on that site.
Right. Okay, so but you're not actually giving them, when you log in with your password, you're not giving them your password.
Absolutely not. No. There's a really good system called OAuth and OAuth 2 that Google and other sites use. You've probably seen this. When a site... If you hadn't logged into Google recently, it would pop up a window with the Google logo on it and asking you to log into your Google account. Same thing with Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft. They would, if they didn't have that cookie on there, they would have you log in. That's not my site. That's a pop-up on top of my site that Google manages, and then Google sends a token back to me saying, yep, that's Ivan. That's using a system called OAuth. That's actually a very secure, well, mostly... There have been flaws, but they patched them quickly. The mostly secure system. That's a good way of doing this. The whole benevolent point of this is to make it so you don't have to create accounts everywhere you go. But admittedly, one of the incentives for Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Microsoft to do this is they get more information about you. And since they already know all about you, Ivan, right? It's just one more bit of information. Oh, he's interested in the Tech Guy Labs.
Right.
But that's useful to them. They may, from that, infer that you are interested in technology stuff. You might get more technology ads on Google, something like that.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
That was it.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. You can, if you want to avoid this procedure, you can use an incognito window. Actually, you can verify this procedure. Use an incognito window. Press one of those buttons. You will be forced to log in. And at that point, you know, you're identifying yourself. I guess if you were nervous or wanted to be extra prudent, you could create a dummy account with Google that you never used except for this purpose. The problem is the internet and the web are essentially designed to be open systems for people who are willing to say who they are, to identify themselves and provide information. And I guess my thought is if you really don't want to share information about yourself, you either don't use the internet, because really that's the nature of the internet. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's the way the internet's designed. Or you'll have to take steps to travel anonymously on the internet. Things like, as we were talking about, this tiny hardware firewall, routers, VPNs, Tor. And these technologies slow down your access and complicate it a lot. Most people don't use it. And you might even say they kind of break the internet, because the internet is based upon this kind of trade of your personal information for free use of services like Google. You don't pay for that Google login or the Facebook login or the Microsoft login. You pay, in effect, with your information. And so if you don't do that, you might be saying you're kind of violating the agreement, the social agreement. Oh, I'm going to give you information in return for this service. And that's why I say all the time, and we say in our privacy policy, we don't collect this information. We don't want this information. Third parties might, Google might. We can't stop them from that if you use the Google login. But that's your choice. But we do not, I have no interest in that. Mostly because I know a lot of you would be offended by it. So we just don't. We monetize else in other ways by selling ads.